Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Hetshalom. We're now in Masechet Arachin, Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, at the very bottom of the Amud. About to take a look at this, the third Mishnah in the seventh parak. Hikdisha u'ge'ala. Hina yotzam miyoda miyado biyovel. If a person's makdish is te'achuza, and then he redeems it before Yovel, Yovel he keeps it, it doesn't leave him. That's fairly obvious, it's there for this. Gala b'no yotz'ala v'yovel. If his son redeems it, then it also will come back to the father at Yovel. But gala acher, if anybody else redeemed it, o echad me'akruvim, or even one of his relatives, o gala mi'ado, yotz'ala kohanim v'yovel. It goes to the kohanim, not back to the father. So the son is the only exception. Gala echad min ha'kohanim v'arehi tachat yado. Let's say that one of the kohanim redeemed the field and he's owning it. He doesn't have the right to say, well, since it's going to go to the Kohanim anyways, and I already own it and I'm a Kohen, then I'll keep it. It actually does leave him and it goes to all of his fellow Kohanim. Now, Tana Rabbanan. Imlo yigal tasades. We have this, the first pasuk on the page. Imlo yigal tasades. That's referring to the bealim. Vimachar tasades liishacher. That's referring to the gizbar. In other words, what's confusing is that the subject in this pasuk shifts from the owner to the gizbar selling it. Meaning, if the owner doesn't redeem it and the gizbar sells it to another, then who's liishacher? Laacher v'lo leben. Meaning, anybody else, but not just the owner, but the owner's son is also excluded. Meaning, if he redeems it, then it does stay in the family. Perhaps the one being excluded is the brother. Maybe the brother of the owner is considered the closest fellow, and closest to being the owner himself. So the answer is, Kshuomer ish hare achamur. Ish refers to the ach. Ani omer kaim acher avelo laben. Acher means an outsider and not the son. But the only question is, why do we think that the son is closer than the brother is to identifying with the owner? The answer is that the son stands instead of his father. When it comes to Yud, if the father owns an Amma Ivriya, he could marry her or have a son marry her, but not the brother. And Eved Ivri is inherited only by the son, not by the brother. So, Adurabba, Rabbani Ata'achchen, Katachadavchiv, the Yibum. On the other hand, a brother stands really instead of his brother for Yibum, takes his place. But the answer to that is, Klumei Shibum, Elamakam Shein Ben, there's only Yibum if there is no son. Hayesh Ben, and Yibum. If there is a son, there is no Yibum. So, in no wise is the brother closer than the son is. But typically, why are you going to the Yibum issue? Just do a simple calculus, which is, the son is closer when it comes to two things, which is Eved Ivri and Yibum, and Eved Ivri and Yida. And the brother only in one, which is Yibum. The answer is, why wasn't that enough? That even solving which of the closest kin will be the one to get the Eved Ivri, comes from the same question. In other words, all we had was one versus one. Yibum versus Yud. Eved Ivri was sort of in the middle, and therefore Steachuzah was in the same middle. And the answer was Klumi Yishuk Melam Malkam Shein Bein, which makes it very clear that the only place where a brother has some equality with his brother or identification with his brother is when there is no son. Okay, Bar Rav Avua, Bat Mosh Tamid Sadeh Lavia. What if a daughter redeems the field? Does that field then come back to the father, or is she considered an outsider? After all, we started this whole thing with Yibum. And when it comes to Yibum, whether a man has a son or a daughter, there's no Yibum. And therefore, you could say that sons or daughters are the same. On the other hand, when it comes to inheritance, a girl is an outsider, because if there's a son, he gets everything. So lo mukma. So toshman ram reshma koshu acher makom ben. Anybody who's an acher relative to the ben is an outsider. V'hanam makom ben ki acher damian. So the daughter is the same thing. She's an outsider. Boy Rabbi Zera isha mimelmid la sadeh. What if a woman has a field and she dedicates it? Who is her closest kin vis-a-vis the issue of redeeming it before Yovel? Baal mokim la shekain yorsha. Is it her husband because he inherits from her? On the other hand, the son is somebody who would inherit from his mother even stuff that comes after the mother dies, like if mother predeceases her father, and then mother gets something in the grave, as it were, from her father's death, it comes to the son. Answer is teiku. It's really a toss-up. So he asked Rav, what happens if you're makdish a field to less than 2 years before Yovel, which we dealt with in the previous Mishnah? Maybe it doesn't go to the Kohanim. If you redeemed, if you dedicated it that close to Yovel and didn't redeem it within that short time. So Amalei Madatech, he said, what's your thinking? Meaning, only when you have Giron Kesef built in, and debug your own into debug your own low, and as we established earlier, if you dedicate the field less than 2 years before Yovel, there is no giron, it doesn't use the deceleration. So Adarabe, Im lo yigala sadev, yasadev etzero b'yovel. All it says is, if you don't redeem the field, it goes to the Kohanim. Manan barkulahi. So you're right that the juxtaposition of the verses seems to indicate that only if we apply deceleration, which happens up until 2 years before Yovel, that it goes to the Kohanim, but the clearest thing is, if you don't redeem your field by Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim, and it could be redeemed even if it was dedicated within the last 2 years before Yovel. Okay, Galachan, according to Rabbanan, according to Yahuzato, what does that mean? Again, a field that's going to go to the Kohanim, and in the meantime, a Kohen redeemed it. Exactly like the Mishnah of Adinhu. And what's the reasoning? After all, if I, the Kohen, gain other people's fields at Yovel, certainly I should be able to gain my own. Achuzato. That's why it says achuzato, meaning achuzah shelo vein zeh shelo. Only something which is his ancestral land. This isn't. Haketzad, so what do you do? It goes out back to the pool of Kohanim. All right. Now, the next piece is the Mishnah that we've already seen referred to, and what that is, what does happen in practice when Yovel comes and the field hasn't been redeemed. Rabbi Yehuda says the Kohanim come and take possession, but they have to pay to redeem it from Hekdesh. Rabbi Shimon and Nechasim v'lo lo nim, so they come in and take possession and don't have to pay. It's theirs for free. Rabbi Lazar omer lo nechasim v'lo lo nim. He says something very strange. He says the Kohanim don't take possession at all. They don't pay, but they also don't take possession. It's called the abandoned field all the way until another Yovel. And if it's not redeemed, then it's called the super abandoned field. However long it takes, what is it Rabbi Lazar is waiting for? For another person, an outside person, to redeem it, and then at the next Yovel it'll go to the Kohanim. So his position is that it has to be dedicated by the owner, not redeemed by Yovel, then redeemed by somebody else at some point, and then at the next Yovel it'll go to the Kohanim. Now, my time, Rabbi Yehuda, let's look at the easy positions, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that they have to pay? Gamar Kodesh Kodesh Makdish Bayit. Because the pasuk about somebody dedicates their house and they have to redeem it. Alam Adamim, they have to redeem it for money. Avkam Adamim. So therefore the Kohanim get it. Kodesh LaKohashem LaKohanim. Therefore they have to pay for it. Rabbi Shimon means they have to redeem it. Rabbi Shimon, Gamar Kodesh Kodesh Mekiv Seyatzer. He says, Kodesh Yu LaShem LaKohen, about the lambs that are eaten by the Kohanim at Tzeret, the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. They, of course, don't have to pay for that. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda learn from there? And it should be fairly straightforward. That our case is one of Kodshei Berakabayit, where a person dedicated his field. And so therefore we have a parallel model to that, which is, of course, dedicating one's house, and that's the model. And Ve'in Dan Kodshei Berakabayit, Mekodshei Mizbeach, you don't want to go to a Korban, a Kodshei Mizbeach, and use that as your model, because that's not similar. For Rabbi Shimon, Amri Lef Makdish Bayit, so the real question is, why doesn't Rabbi Shimon go to Makdish Bayit? The answer is, Danin Davar Shematana Lekwanim, Davar Shematana Lekwanim. When a person's Makdish's house, and he redeems it, the Kohanim don't have a place, don't get it. It goes to Hekdesh, and then until somebody redeems it. And therefore, there's no reason to learn from there what would happen here when the Kohanim are explicitly given the field. As opposed to the case of Kivsei Atzeret, that's really, I'm saying it backwards, but Darin Davar Shematan L'Kohanim and Davar Shematan L'Kohanim, the field that goes to the Kohanim is a gift to the Kohanim, just like Kivsei Atzeret, as opposed to Makdish Bayit, which is not a model. Now, the interesting one, of course, is Rabbi Lezer's opinion. Now, Amar Rav, my time in Rabbi Lezer, where does he get it from? Amar Krah, Vim Lo Yigal Tasedem, Lo Yigayel Od, kind of slicing the pasuk up. If he doesn't redeem the field, it can't be redeemed again. So in other words, Rob, the way Rob explains it is, we kind of cut the pasuk up, cut and paste, and you say, if it's not redeemed, it doesn't get redeemed. But if it gets sold, then it goes to the Kohanim. Rabbi, sakina harifa mifsak akra, you're taking a sharp knife and cutting the pasukim up? Alam Rabbi, Tamid Rabbi Lezer and Kedetanya, he has a different source. Lo yigael means zecholo tenigalach telefanam kisteamikneam. I might think that you can't redeem it, meaning the owner can't redeem it, and even have it as a stay mikna, as a bought field. Tamid lomar od. Why did it say lo yigael od? Od here doesn't mean anymore, it means the same way. The kamot shaitan nigel, it means the owner cannot buy it back after he was makdishit and Yovel passed and get it back as a stay achuza. But he can get it back as a stay mikna. Now, that's the braita. Eimat, at what point in time is this event happening? If it's during the first Yovel, meaning between the time that he sanctified it, he's redeeming it, no Yovel happened, it can be redeemed. Stay achuza namiyav, it's a regular stay achuza. It must be after Yovel, meaning in the next cycle of Yovel. Uleman, which authority could be offering this bright at all? Elam Rabbi Rabbi Shimon the Kohanim Afka. They say it goes to the Kohanim. It's already gone. Rabbi Eliezer must be Rabbi Eliezer. Ushvaminatam Rabbi Eliezer Mihacha. So it seems that Rabbi Eliezer's reason is this. He says that it cannot come. It can come back to the original owner as a stei mikna, and then it will go to the Kohanim. But think about it. They still have to explain the word od. That pasuk is talking about a field that went to the Kohanim already. Meaning that's what Rabbi Sherman would say. It was dedicated. It wasn't redeemed. It goes to the Kohanim. A Kohen was Makdishit himself. And the original owners came to redeem it. I might think he might not be able to get it back at all, even as a bought field. Talmud Amar, therefore it says, the Kamot Shaitan and Negela, it can't go back to its original status. Negela Shaitan, the Fanav Kistemikna, but it can go back to be a Stemikna. Vatanya, and to support that, we see the bright says, Vishnate Vel Ashuva Sadel Asher Kanahu Meito. In Yovel, it goes back to the one who he bought it from. What does that mean? Yachor Achzol, the Gizbar, Zakhub Manu. I might think go back to the Hektish, to the Gizbar, Talmud Amar, Asher Lo Achuzat Haaretz, to the guy whose land it is. Meaning Yomar La Shelo Achuzat, meaning that it'll go back to the guy with the original owner. And Achuzat Haaretz, Atamunah Shakaramito, means Sadeshi Atzal La Kohanim Achra Kohen Vikdishal Lokeach V'Galacher. So the field that went out to the Kohanim, per Rabbi Yehuda Shimon, and then the Kohen himself sold it, and the buyer was Makdishit, and the fourth person came along and redeemed it. Chol Achzor Abali Mershonim, I might think it Yovel, it bounces back to the original owners. It goes back to the guy from whom he bought it. We need both these phrases. It just said it can't be redeemed. Maybe it means it can't come back to the original owner in any state. But if it's going to come back, it goes back to the original owner, not to the guy in the middle who sold it. That's what it says, the one he bought it from. I think that's only with a case where the owner isn't paying anything, because the original owner is gone. Where he's giving money, take my adai, let him go back to him, the original owner. For it says it can't be redeemed. Redeemed to go back to where it originally started. Without the word od, it can't be redeemed at all. It can't go back to where it originally was, but it could go to be stei mikna. Okay, my havi alai, at the end of all this discussion, what's the source for Belozer's ruling? That when it says that the field, when it leaves in Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim, it says bitseto, meaning when it leaves yet another party. So in other words, it was sanctified by the owners, it was redeemed by someone else, and when it leaves him at Yovel, then it goes to the Kohanim, not directly owner to Hekdesh with no third party. Okay, we will pause at this point, pick it up with the relatively short podcast, concluding the Perek. In the next time, in the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.